a fur jean break. These are custom fur jeans.
And niggas a
for the producer and all of y'all.
And he's a meth farmer.
That's some jeans that, that's some jeans you walk in a little coffee shop, she could be like, ooh. Hold up. Like, okay, beard.
Right. The nigga owned three puppets.
I know he got some weird shit going on.
Like, you got a pet goat at the house. He got a real goat.
Oh, man. He's we like, here.
He don't even shit nothing but pebbles.
We here, man. Like, share, Catacona.
Subscribe!
P10 Guys on the Rise, man. Shout out to all the people that's been, been roasting it. Let's just
man,
keep it above.
You guys are very motivational.
They will make you get your act together, won't you? What? Don't let me put a picture up there that I like. I think I'm Frenchy.
I thought my little look away was... I thought that one got the job done in 2012, oh. But apparently...
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Honey Glaze Productions.
Honey Glaze.
I ain't got nothing else for it.
Oh, man.
Honey Glaze Productions won me over.
Brisket loving.
But y'all did a good job.
Yeah, y'all doing a great job, man. Keep tapping in on the community posts. That's some new.
Come on, man. Get over there and engage.
It ain't new on YouTube, but like it's a new thing to me. I didn't know too much about the community posts until like this show. Yeah, people just really.
You know what I wish you can do over there? I wish you could smoke in the community posts.
You know where we can do that at?
Get where?
Our Patreon.
Patreon. Ah, see?
That's what we're doing. Once we get to a certain amount, man, we're going to hit y'all up and see when we can have a live smoke session. And y'all can really, and now we can really roast if y'all want to get
really
at
really roast.
You know what I'm saying? But also, it's just be a good ass time.
Hey, man, fellowship. We trying to bring that COVID friendship back.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
everybody loved each other?
It was so much love.
Man, George Floyd.
George Floyd. Boy, I got one. Please, you know what I'm talking about? The one I sent you that I recorded? Oh, God.
Behind the scenes.
Please, please. It's a world star clip.
Oh, man. So many clips. It's hard.
I'll tell you which one. Hold on.
But if you go in the chat, what's your iOS? Your iOS older?
You probably got it in there.
If you go in the chat, you know, you can hit the button and go to all the links. But until then, you were telling me about some... come on, be present. You were talking about the content creators at your house.
That's my biggest gripe. I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old, and their favorite thing is to watch content creators... Use black slang. It is annoying and shit.
White content creators.
These are white teenage boys. Mm. They are saying all the black words wrong as hell. They giving facts about sneakers that they don't know what the hell they talking about. Like content. You know, they real hype on brands and labels, and they be talking about Supreme and this and they.
Oh, so they watching the fashion content creators.
My youngest watches the fashion stuff, and my oldest, they watch a lot of travel stuff. But these white boys... They be talking black is my pet peeve, bro. Mm. I be like, I don't like to hear white boys talking black. Like, put on a real white boy. Like, I'd be mad, bro.
Man, you know what? That would register with me if I had kids, but I think I know how you feel because, first of all, it's bullshit. But number two, I feel the same exact way about when I see black women under the post of these gay white dudes that are basically perpetuating all the negative black stereotypes of a woman. Bro. They're just being what you think a black woman supposed to be.
A caricature.
A caricature. And but black women in the comments like, oh, yeah, and laughing and shit.
Yeah, and then y'all not going to be like that around the judge. You go to court, they be white as hell when they get to court.
Hell no.
Bro, they go.
They're not finna come with the bonnet and all that. And
when they get older, they always stop. Everybody do their residency in Black World, and then they kind of turn into Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber.
Yep.
It's like they learn all they did. We got the pin. I know how to be black now.
Yep. So they what's the name? Shout out to Van Lathan. You know that
shout
is.
Shout out to
right?
Van Lathan.
He tweeted something. Basically, it was about the top 10. Or I mean, I'm even for the top 10, but just talking about vacationers, like white people that basically took a vacation and being black for a while and went back. To being white, like, you know, Miley
Cyrus.
Vacationers
is a great term.
Post Malone, you know what I'm saying?
Miley Cyrus ran around with Mike Will for like 2 years.
Yeah. Chet Hanks, you know, Tom Hanks.
Yes, son. He's still in it. He's still in the sucky place.
Yeah, so now he back white.
Hanks is white now?
But he ain't Jamaican no more. He's trying to, he got stuck in some country. He's trying to get back.
What's the black sucker place? The Nunkin place?
it's when you sink it to
the
black.
The Nunkin place?
Nigga got some Kool-Aid, start stirring it up. falling through a whole bunch of pissy mattresses and
big cannon running it.
Oh man. Alright, speaking of running it, let's run the show. Let's give the people what they came for.
My DMs be hitting different, man. Run them down, Ferg.
What we got?
This. Oh, we already had that one. We doing this one again?
Of course.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, nothing happened.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. First segment
this of caption the day. This, right?
This is caption this.
Let go with it.
Hey, man, I got to, this is, you got to remember yourself. Mm-hmm. If you was in the 80s and you was in the BMF world,
yep.
You got your Saab, your pager. Mm-hmm. Which one of these young ladies is you taking home? If you, because it's two hood classics right
here. Yep. So first and foremost, number one, everybody knows Pregnant because she got on the Pregnant Girl in high school jacket.
Is this Brenda?
Yes. Hey, man, up north, them girls is crazy, but they will, that vagina will be outside, like in fishnets. They don't care. It'd be 2 degrees.
It's like they got nine months to get it off and never get in.
No, that thing, Harry, the one on number. Gotta keep the fur.
Both of these is hairy for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, not so. This is 95 though, so maybe not.
Maybe not.
They probably got a little brush cut.
Yeah, okay, cool. You know a little cut down.
Got a little new addition if it isn't love.
Yeah, we have evolved a little bit. Little single is out. Deja and them, Maxine Shaw.
Yes. So I believe, okay, so not in 95, that is the height of the crack selling era.
Yeah, you got your Air Max 95, you got your nylon. Nike jogging sweatsuit. Well,
you know what? Pager. I think I ain't gonna lie. 95 was when people started really getting arrested, like with all the real big drug dealers.
They was going down. Right? It was the end of an era, right?
From the Supremes to the Meeches. That this was like, yeah, this was on your way out. So on your way out from selling crack, if you go with number one, you're gonna stay in the game until you go to jail.
She's gonna keep you out of jail.
Yeah, because she partially plugged you with a lot of people.
The one on the left got your social security card and your birth certificate. Mm-hmm. And she got a go bag if we got to get out of town.
She got the go bag, got the little stash spot. Now, number two is like, you would have to be faithful to her or she would tell the police.
Number two made you start smoking cigarettes. She just pulled one out while y'all was naked. He was like, I guess so.
Number two is that wine fine you take around your parents. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She could be in any type of environment. You know what I mean?
She got you out of the tracksuits and the silk shirts.
Yeah. Like, so the question is, you can only settle down with one. Number one ain't going to let you settle down with her. Nah, so the question is kind of moot.
Mm.
Yeah.
She's still outside. She's a track star?
Nah, I just think that having a boyfriend ain't her thing.
She do look like she... We're not going to say for the streets.
Nah, I ain't calling her a hoe.
But she might be
hustling.
She's out here of her own free will.
Yeah, she might be Roxanne from
a lot
Kane
of music
and Daddy
inspired.
From Power.
This inspired a lot of music.
I said Kane and Daddy, Kane and Mama on Power. You still watch Power?
I still watch Tommy and all them.
I mean, I watched the Kanan one. I don't watch the
Kanan. Kanan ain't back on yet, but I'm caught up on all the Powers. I watch.
And they about to do I think they about to do another one when all of them are young. We're supposed to be
Kanan
and Ghost and Tommy as young boys. Like,
really?
Mm-hmm.
They about to do
I seen the casting for it.
The Power Rascals?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope they're in elementary school.
The Power Rascals. Nah, they like teen. They like the age that Kanan is in the Kanan show.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's the star still.
Like a little teen summit.
You feel me? Gotcha. So, yeah, I think he's both 17, 18. What's the next, man? We got caption this still, brother. Oh, this is a video.
Oh, this was a caption this as well. We didn't even put our captions on the other one. The caption, caption for the, No, I'm saying you still can caption videos.
Yeah, come on, man. 2026. Catch up, Ferg.
All right, so this dude caught a glimpse of what he had in his cargo pocket.
Good God.
He got a pocket full of Hot Pockets.
I thought it was a grenade. Boy. If that ain't what a cargo, it's like an apple pie in that bitch.
He got Jamaican beef patties in his pocket.
No, man, he is tripping.
That pocket bulging, dog. He got a dope boy bankroll of beef patties.
That's what happened when you live your best life, man. He ain't had a woman in years. Man. He ain't had nobody
this
tell him not to do something. No, there's been nobody tell him not to do something for a long time. Like, he just in the middle of the street eating Hot Pockets on a crosswalk with his music on.
This is a man trying his best not to jack off.
Oh, he jacked off.
He's an in sale, boy. Nah,
he got them all.
This might be a musty suspect, too, because he got to be musty for sure.
How many Hot Pockets is that, Randy?
Hot Pockets in your pocket. Can we get a
hot pocket? Eyeball that?
Now it look like a...
Oh, those pizza rolls? I wonder if they're hot for real.
He got a pocket full of pizza rolls.
If he got like a little sheet of aluminum foil up against his thigh.
You think he got something to drink in the other pocket? He had a can of soda on the other side. All right, you gotta give us a cap. What's the caption right here?
Oh, run it back, man. I gotta see his face. Let me get some more motivation. Pause. All right. Oh, is that a truck driver joint? That's a truck driver headset.
He got a gamer headset.
I think that's more of a truck driver headset.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Now that would make more sense.
This is like this moving right here. We doing this. Mm-hmm. We right here with it. But in your pocket with no napkin.
Yeah.
But he got them in that raw though. That still is no excuse. It's just pocket the goddamn pastry. Pocket the pastry behavior is not
pocket the pastry behavior.
It is not acceptable in the Husky. You can't be a Husky hero like this, fam. You got to be an example for the young Huskies, and we at least want it in a napkin or a bag. Come on.
All right, here's the caption. You heard of the crock pot? Here's the cracker pot. They got a hot pocket full of hot pockets.
My caption is, I got a pocket full of sunshine.
Man.
Oh, pizza rolling down the street on these hoes.
Rolling down the street, eating pizza rolls. Yeah, man. Hey, man, you know what? Normally, I'd be like, that's crazy, but I'm also kind of not mad.
Yeah, I'm going to say, that could be. You could just put lovely day.
Lovely day.
Perfect day. Perfect day to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you shooting too high. A perfect day to somebody is a good breeze and a pocket full of pizza rolls.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, as a smoker, you know what I mean? He might be a fellow, you know, weed smoker that you put pizza rolls in the oven and forget that you kind of did it. And then you forget you had to go somewhere too. And he's like, damn.
I got on cargoes.
And you're like, oh, damn, the pizza rolls went off. Ah, I got to go. Fuck it.
But you still let them cool down enough to get in your pocket. Yeah. A hot pizza roll in your pocket ain't gonna go well either. 12 of them.
Now I say you put some aluminum foil up against your thigh.
Ooh,
throw them in there.
Still hot. You probably like it though.
I mean, let them cool off a little bit. You're right.
He's having a good day. We're gonna leave this man alone.
Right. Who's next? Who's next?
Go. Clips.
Hip hop Harry looking at.
Yeah. Hey man, this is some of my DMs are different. The villagers got weapons too, Tyler. They made a damn bazooka out of wood and goddamn ingenuity, buddy.
What?
Check this out.
You got a log.
Check your man.
Oh, these are real villagers.
He gave a shout out first.
Nah, this fake. I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead, bro. Watch this.
Yeah. Boy, what they got in here? That was loud. Hey.
Translation. But that bit worked.
That bit worked for real.
That
been hitting.
And I did that bitch again.
Bro. Yeah, let me see that one more time. Just for safety. Somebody playing, bro. Don't nobody that talk like that got an iPhone too, man.
Bro, that's his real language.
Nah, bro, you cannot do that and still have to like.
He probably thinking that dude filming him trying to capture his spirit and he giving a warning shot. He might want to get the fuck on before I turn this bitch around.
Man, he too lit, bro. Ain't no way.
He turned a damn palm tree into a cannon.
Oh, man, I was looking the other way. He don't look black. He looked black over there, but right now he looked like he from Tonga. Man, this is insane. What is in there? Where'd he get gunpowder from? It's old wit. See, that's why they don't let people of color have anything, because they know with our ingenuity, we could take nothing to make so many somethings, bro. So many somethings out of nothing. Like, you know, you don't want a real war with somebody that's ingenuity, has that much ingenuity. You crazy?
Because you know he going to take that phone and look on YouTube and turn how to make that cannon a switch.
How to kill white man. That what he going to Google.
How to kill the white man.
That what he going to Google.
You gonna, how they going to let that motherfucker hit next video. Seven on the bitch.
Hey, boy, got a semi-automatic log.
You got the switch on the log, baby.
Man.
All right, man. DMs hit different. We got something else. What we got, Ferg?
My caption for that is build a shower, too, though.
That's cool.
Waste time whipping, man. Wash your ass, my
That's
boy.
Cool, boy. You smell like boo, boy.
I want you to die from infection. Uh-oh, here we go. My girl, Kay Davis.
Hey, man, this is our favorite part of the show, the Memphis Rose section. Kay Davis found a picture of a dude and went all the way to Memphis, and it was amazing.
That boy looked like dropped candy.
Boy.
Why you do that? Barcode her ass, nigga. College rule paper her ass. Would that be debit or credit? The back of a car, her ass. Turn the barcode towards me, her ass. Whoever did that to your hair gave up. The thin line between head and hair. Let the rain roll down your windshield, her ass. I know you about to start hat fishing. You got your first day out the womb hairstyle. You got a toddler playing your hair, didn't it? Her head. on my pillow, her ass
nigga. Oh, man. Yeah, he tripping, bro.
Oh, man. He got that Akon perm. Akon perm had too much. The perm take too much.
Oh, I wish I had a picture. I took a interview with Akon a long time ago. We both was bald headed. I said, Akon, stop playing with these folks, man.
Akon be having it laid down. That boy got, he done left that part, that conk in. That's what Malcolm X called it.
Yeah. He got a falk on his head.
He just wanted dreads and left that little perm in too long. That's what's up.
That's alien braille.
Hey, man, send us your Memphis roast, man. That came in my DM as well, but we love a good
that shit
Memphis
like one
roast.
Of them umbrellas that they put in your drink.
College rule paper ass.
Half a bowling ball head at him.
Bit tooth comb at him. He got a snowplow head at him. Rake head at nigga. Car wash looking at
him. Rake head at
like, I can't go as fast and long as the middle. Pause, right. But
yeah.
They just shoot them off,
they just,
bro.
Yeah.
Pause. God it's, damn, it's, everything it's, sounds weird.
That's them beads your grandma used to have in the house. And walk through bead head at him.
He's like the lead singer of Climax. Pause. Like you say, love should have brought your ass home, man. It's a Halle Berry hair.
That boy hair autistic.
He's got a drawstring on his hair. Fucking stupid.
Then he got a hula skirt having
oh,
Andy.
Oh, man.
All right, what we got next, man?
Woo.
Shout out to Memphis and
keep
their
sending us y'all clips, man. The DMs is going crazy.
What we got? What we, Nutcracker in the Bay?
Oh, man, caption this, man. I wanted to see a caption because the Bay Area put their own spin on Shakespeare. And black people, we do everything dope. Just look at this shit.
I mean, Shakespeare stole it for somebody black anyway.
Whatever. He did it.
Oh. So, hold on. He Millie rocking? Yo. This must be Othello. Look at Kamal going crazy. On the white girl. Yeah, I thought he was gonna do some real bass shit. Like, okay, that felt like it was more New York. That was the Millie Rock.
Yeah, he did do a Millie Rock.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Asian dude's shoulders were broken. He's like,
I did it like the YouTube Santa, right? Well, you guys said you're gonna change the program. You didn't say it was gonna be tonight. That's like how we put black things, make it blacker.
Shout out to Hamlet Sandwich.
We decided to keep Black History Month going. Hamlet Sandwich.
Othello, hell no.
Othello Jenkins.
Othello Jenkins, man, hell no. Nah.
The black name in every sitcom and movie that they use.
Right, and that was not the Nutcracker, first
it was
of all.
Not. That capture was all wrong.
It's got to be Othello, right?
Man, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. That's Booker T dances with white bitches. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
All the heat. It's so weird seeing Booker T in a suit now to all the A&E
shows. Hey, man, Booker T 60 years old, bro.
He still like he'll kill your ass.
That's what I'm saying. He said he do like 100-something push-ups a day, and that's all he do.
Hey, man, that's that fine girl daddy.
Think you finna roll up
the
over there, you won't.
Of the bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But you found a bitch, you won't. You got to meet her dad and be Booker T.
Yep. He done drug a white woman down to death and had a pretty daughter.
Pretty ass, though. He probably got six pretty daughters or some crazy shit.
Roll her down.
Hey, man.
Booker T, stop.
I said I was going to have the baby for you.
Shut up. Off the top rope, bitch. Wearing that down. Say them kids.
Oh, shit. Harlem Heat.
The Harlem Heat, man.
He did not sound like he was from Harlem at all.
Nah, I think he's from, damn, I don't remember where he's from. I think he's from Orlando or something. I was watching, I be watching some of the wrestling documentaries and stuff about their life. For real. Them boys, they live a rough life, dog.
They don't pay them, but they was breaking their shoulders every night, bro.
The dudes now, I think they wrestle like, what, probably 68, 70 days a year, 70 nights a year. He said, man, shit, I wrestled 60, 70 days a quarter. You know what I'm saying? He was like, we wrestle every night, bro.
Watching the show, The Young Rock will teach you. You like, damn, that's why The Rock goes so hard. His daddy was like getting jobs, then still getting a match and drive over here.
Yeah.
And he at the house just big as hell, young.
Right.
Get your big young ass.
Yeah, he eating all the cereal, man. Get your ass
biggest
up.
Shit at the
go
house.
Eat some hay. Big ass.
Oh, man.
But we up next with it. Up next with it. Don't check with it. See a big girl, then she gonna flex with it. Oh, man, this is crazy. This is a Fergery. This is a Fergery.
Oh, this might be a Ferg.
Somebody this might be. Nigga, you know.
Yeah, well, you think you're the main character.
Here she go. Rolling in the frame in 3, 2. Yo, yo, yo. Another Millie Rock.
Ah, y'all leave her alone.
yours ran to the wall. She forgot to have Mark.
Hey, I know the camera man was like, yo.
Bitch, we told you Mark was the green X. And you go,
we did this 3 times in rehearsal.
So you know, all right, when you're driving, if you turn your body to look for something. Listen, stop. If you turn your body, like say your phone drop, and you go to reach for it, you get off, the road.
They cut back to you in front of the wall, like you still in front of the wall.
Yo, what is it? What's like, the sign say?
Wheelchair lady, stop. Oh no!
Like Grand Theft Auto when they be running.
That was a New Year. That was a New Year's Rockin' Eve. I think that was like the New Year's joint. The opening. Like she came out. That was like, we need to have a little bit of everybody, man.
Be inclusive.
She's like, I could do it.
That was actually the most inclusive you can be. They treat her like everybody else.
Yeah, bro.
Don't give a damn about this wheelchair. Your legs, showing her legs.
Bonk. Stop at the mark and put your brake on.
Don't you put your brake on. You try to be in the next shot.
Oh, man. You know how many people that was in a wheelchair to audition for that was mad? I would have stopped.
What if this?
This bitch can't. I would have did all my shit. Vote, 3 turns. One wheel back. Yeet, stop.
It's a bad wheelchair.
Right. I got the shit down. It's an 8 count, bitch. 3 turns, 1 wheel, stop. 5, 6, 7, stop.
What if it was, you know, the cameraman got the assistant that do the cords. What if it was somebody behind her that saw she about to hit a cord, hit the camera, turned her head to the wall? Oh, hell no. You've been knocking the camera.
One of the grips then got her. One of the grips will grab that bitch up.
That camera a $250,000, bro. Hell no. You got to hit the wall, man.
Hey, man, shout out to her. You got to go viral how you can, man.
She ain't going to feel it on the legs anyway.
Oh, my God, Ronnie.
I'm sorry.
Right. I mean, she might, one of her legs might feel something.
It's fucked up. What happened? What
I be tripping when I be seeing like somebody in the store or something in a wheelchair, but they be using one of their legs.
They be schooling.
I'm like, bro, hold on.
I've seen the dude on the street, like going in the street with that bitch. I'm like, where is he going?
Yeah.
Where you coming from? Ain't no houses right here.
Nah, I'm talking about if you're in a wheelchair, I feel like if you got one leg that don't work and one leg that do work, go ahead and crutch in wheelchair or something.
Yeah, they got to be sliding with that. This is like 1 horsepower.
Oh, I mean, crutch or scooter, you know what I mean? Yeah. Say the wheelchair people with both legs that can't work. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all taking up extra wheelchair, bro. Right,
man. Shout out to the handicapable out there.
Shout out to y'all, man.
I will be in y'all spots.
Right. And man, I'll tell you something. I'm using y'all toilet. Off the rip. I don't care
off
where I'm at.
Off the rip. That's my preferred place.
You're
going
to have to wait. You're already sitting down anyway.
That's an airport VIP.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Man, what?
They got a sink in here. I can wash my hands in here.
I ain't going to lie. I'm bougie, bro. I'll go to the Sky Lounge just to shit. I ain't in the regular part
ain't
of
it. Ain't nothing like a ship in the Sky Lounge, bro. Shout out to that.
They come in cleaning right behind you.
Come on, man.
As soon as you get out. Oh,
that's how they do in paradise. Yeah. Skyline's the closest thing to paradise in real life. Now we know. We know when the Armageddon comes, we are done because you don't have $16 billion.
Yeah, you won't be under
billionaires in the paradise.
Yeah, I don't want to be down there anyway, breathing the extra white people air. Jeez. Even a dome.
You know, because you know ain't that many niggas, you'll be the best. You'll be like the best dancer in the dome, in the bubble.
And can't dance for shit. Start a whole new world of non-dancing niggas.
All the shit you make up is law right there, nigga. This how you really rock, bitch.
So we were wondering what was cool. I had to have a meet a cool
My name's
meet.
Tyler, and today is cool class.
Yeah, like the nigga that pop locking class in his room. I mean, in his apartment.
You gotta do that shit for
I can't believe we ain't reviewed that. What's up next, man?
Paradise.
Yeah, I gotta watch the next
Season
episode.
Season 2 is hard.
Oh, here we go. Is this another Fergery?
Oh, man, this Ferg. This is. I know his name is Washington something.
Oh, is that a dude? Is that a dude that was like, I'm going to sit still for, see how long I sit still? And that nigga started moving immediately.
Yeah, Derek Washington do everything. He rap. He canoe and shit. He skate.
Oh, he got hella talent. Let's go. The Handy Capable segment.
Got to turn it up.
Turn me up a little bit. Then he did a hawk, an elephant. Shout out to my dog, Derek.
Hi, I'm Derek Washington here, and I'm finna make some animal noises. You're gonna like it. Check it out. Since I have autism, I can do it perfectly. First one gonna be an elephant.
That was box shit.
Okay, giraffe. Let me see what they do. I think they go, they tall looking like that, and they go, I'm gonna be a horse.
Now
I'm
gonna I don't horse. Know what giraffe noise.
Yeah, next one's gonna be a chimpanzee.
Real nigga champ.
Chimpanzee from Cleveland.
Robin Ann.
A chip mechanic.
And I'm gonna do a bird.
Oh, man.
That's oh, Derrick Washington killing the depression.
I can kick it with him all day, bro.
I'm going to act like, talk like a human being. How you doing, y'all?
I want him to be.
He said, now I'm about to talk like a human being. How you doing, y'all?
Hey, man, I have to get out of his page. I be stuck on his page, bro.
Hey, man,
I was there watching the page, bro. I'm scared of him to be my son and they link up and become Ultron.
Is that his thumbnail? Him in church looking like Anthony Hamilton?
Man.
Who did his thumbnail?
Derrick Washington is most famous than most of these rappers out here.
Real talk, man. Shout out to D. Wash, man.
Man, we need Derrick Washington on the show.
Yeah, man. If y'all know Derrick Washington, the DM, man, tell
bring him
pull
up.
Bring
him up here, because he ain't driving.
Yeah, hell nah.
He might be faking a shit.
He might make a car noise get up here.
Derrick Washington faked his own
right.
Health.
Yeah, hey, sometimes when you go viral, you gotta keep it going.
What if he's not really?
He's not autistic at all.
Sometimes you gotta keep shit going, man.
He's like, hey, man, don't say that. I ain't autistic. Hey. Could have been going, hey, right. I'm Derrick Washington. Nigga, you just saying.
Hey, you saw what happened when Shiggy stopped dancing.
Hey, man, it's a rough life, bro. Eventually, you're going to have to come back to comedy, bro. Comedy is the end-all, be-all. You see actors doing stand-up. You better get you a set. As soon as you go viral, the clock is ticking. You better get
you
a set.
I'm telling you, people don't care, though, bro. It's like when we post our stand-up clips, like people don't really be watching it for real. Like you get the lowest views, you know what I'm saying? Because they come from one certain thing. Maybe it's tomfoolery or whatever it is. Like you see the people that really have a page going, it's like really boosted, especially Instagram. They kind of have the same theme throughout.
I figured it out. I'm doing drink tutorials. I don't even drink.
Yeah.
I do drink, but I don't be drinking that shit.
Man, as soon as Modelo sponsor my boy, it's out of here.
Hey, man, Buzzball might come with a chick.
Oh, yeah. They hit you up.
I don't know. I be saying they drink, fat white women drink it. If you see somebody
gotta
drinking,
be a little more
fellas,
kind.
If you are in your 40s and you see a Buzzball at the function, leave. Get out of there.
What's in there? You know what's in there?
It's like they repack. You know how they repurpose Mad Dog? They repurpose Boom Farm, bro. It's the same lick it up soda.
Yeah.
All of it's lick it up soda and with diabetes and a little alcoholism in it.
Long Island iced tea with a Sprite.
Come on, man. Tequila and tequila and Sprite. That's what it be.
A ball
of. And Cutwater's worse than that. That shit will knock. They all, every time I see a Cutwater situation, they be like, two Cutwaters in. Then they be fighting every time.
It's the new Four Loko, right?
It's way Four Loko back too with a new formula.
Oh, I seen that video.
That's what
too.
I'm saying, bro. I keep doing it. I'm trying to stop doing it, but they keep dropping drinks. They keep dropping poverty pictures.
Man, wait till Mountain Dew make them all liquor.
Come on, man. One of them did look like a can of Ajax in there. They just poured it in there. I was like, all right. They going to do it. I'm going to say something, man.
Speaking of, tap into his YouTube, man. Ronnie Jordan is going crazy. And look, on my YouTube, Tyler Chronicles, listen. I'm putting all shorts on there until I get a 10K subscribers. I got 9.3 right now.
Over there.
I get a 10K, I'm dropping all full sets, crowd work, boom. At least 30 minutes a piece. Like, boom. I got a lot of shit. So, it's going to be on there.
And I am not dropping crowd work, it says, because I'm just kidding. I've been going through my phone putting out a lot of stuff that I have. Ferg just shot 10 specials on me. I ain't even know it. They already in my phone.
Put them on YouTube, man.
Drive, like, what the fuck?
Put them on YouTube, man.
I just dropped today, man. I dropped that whole set when we did that private party at Lake's house. Shout out to Lake. Tyler created there. Fucking Jeezy.
The slave auction party.
Everybody came, man. It was a good Illuminati initiation. I crossed Illuminati that night. But yeah. That shit was fun. But I put the whole set up, man. Y'all go check it out on my YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Where we at next, man? Oh, here go your boy speaking of the fedora.
Oh, man. What's his name?
NBD John. NBD. NB.
I did
he
a
got
show.
Me stuttering.
Yeah, I did a show with this guy. I was doing, shout out to Keith and James, the hat brand, you know, the fedoras with the red on the bottom. I did their 10th anniversary. Jazzy Faye hit me up, wanted me to do a set. We get there, me and Ferg get there, and MPG, what's his name?
Don
was there. I remember
NBG,
seeing his videos because he stuttered, but I didn't know he was.
He used to be at Trap City all the time.
I didn't know he did stand up, bro. Mm-hmm. And he did okay considering that room was really
not stand up-y.
It wasn't stand up-y. It was like promise they want to dance and eat.
Yep. So somebody sent me a video before you cried. Somebody sent me a video of you. She's like, your friend is here. And you about to do comedy. I was like, oh, I know he don't really feel like doing this right here in front of this type of crowd right here. I know he's going to kill it, but you don't really feel like doing it.
I told that man, I said, I said, shout out to Keith James. His real name, James Keith. That's a good way to hire for the police. they be wanting Ronnie overboard. Shout out to Big Bank.
Yeah. You got to go overboard now. I bet this dude,
I like this guy, man.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool.
He's a hard worker, man.
He consistent. He worked hard. His page funny. Yeah. And he's not afraid to make fun of himself.
First time I saw him was at this like kind of makeshift kind of talent showcase. Uh-huh. And man, bro, I don't know what he did here or what he did there. I had real tears on my face. I was really crying at this dude, man. Real to him,
bro. His YouTube and all his stuff is going up.
Yeah, not even saying he was great at comedy.
It's just so.
I don't know what's going on. Bro.
It's you like, I have to watch this.
Yes, bro.
So I ran across this clip and I could not stop watching.
It's literally watching the duck fuck a truck. Like you can actually see.
So he stutters and he came in a Zoom with all stutter. He trying to react to people stutter. Just watch.
Oh God.
My name is. Is
he doing a reaction video to the stutter?
And I stutter.
Hi. My name is Ben Jones.
Slappy, we ain't never gonna see it.
Man, what kind of Zoom is this? What kind of job can they get when they got to be on Zoom? These are typers, obviously.
Bruh.
My name is Chris.
You know what? I don't even want to. I would hate to be in this call.
He couldn't take this shit.
he had to hang up on that.
That was just the intro.
Oh.
That was the hello at the meeting.
Man, that took forever, oh, bro. God. The pot calling the kettle black is funny as
Ooh,
hell.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a good word.
I would hate to be in this call. Damn.
Ooh, shit. We probably lost a lot of viewers, too, man. Sorry about that, y'all. But that was funny to me. I'm with it.
I had to stop myself from doing people like this when they stood like, don't.
Oh, like, become, like come like, on.
Come on. I know it's coming out. Come on. Mm-hmm. But I was like, when I was listening to him talk, I was like, oh, this is his thing.
Yeah, every time
don't
I'm
around. Do what you want to do. Yeah.
Every time I'm around somebody stutter, all I do is lift my chin.
You trying to make the word jump?
Come on, nigga.
You will just guide the words out like an air traffic controller. Come on, park it.
Yeah, because you don't want to do anything to make them have to restart. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you just want to kind of stay still, but you kind of like rooting for them with your eyes.
My mother-in-law stutters sometimes. I'd just be like. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I ain't been around nobody stutter that as hard as him. I ain't seen nobody stutter as hard as him in a long time.
But he rapped, though. That's the funny part.
He
raps. That's
Double
the
D, though. I forgot Double D, but when he get on stage, he don't stutter at all. That's crazy.
He don't stutter on stage. But in talking, boy, when he used to call a book, right.
In real life?
I can hear him doing this. Hey. You got your license? Nigga, yes. Take the DVD out and wipe it off. Fuck. And that's why that's called equal rights.
Equal rights,
you
bro.
You talking to everybody
and equal lefts. Everybody
can get it. Everybody can get it, bro. That's the theme of it. Y'all finna type these long soliloquies that we not about to read. Oh, what else we got in the DMs?
It goes down in our DMs.
The third random shuffle is so funny. Oh, this was funny as hell to me. This is... Check the guy in the back. This was a fat proposal. Yeah, but check the cameraman. He failed at wingman.
Yeah. That's a woman, ain't it?
Worst wingman ever.
That's a woman, right?
Worst wing lady.
She ain't get none of this. Thank God for the person that's on this other side.
Bro, why are we all together? Whoa. Shit.
Why are they not paying attention to her? That boy, focus.
You messed my little proposal.
Oh, my gosh. She fell into the earth. And why are they proposing in the desert? What is happening?
Bruh, that she couldn't get that footing on that beach.
Is this real?
He's like, hold on. Oh,
She just killed 7 million and 25 ants.
They getting up on the hill, be a big ordeal when you're fat. She's like, wait a minute, left knee, get up. I'm up. Oh, shit.
The ants going to be talking about her like we do 9/11.
There's crabs under that sand like, Jesus Christ. Is this the big one?
I tell you, they're going to be talking about this shit like 9/11. Y'all remember that time we was down there? Motherfuckers just killed all of my friends, my family.
Crab on his knees talking about, did he do it yet? Did he do it yet?
They got a candlelight vigil under the sand. Yeah. For all the fallen homies and slugs.
That wedding going to be so heavy.
I need to see her point of view, though. Like, whatever she recorded.
Boy.
I need to point the POV from the phone.
The phone, goddamn, saying it. Hold on, wait a minute. Wait.
But what kind of couple you got to be to, like, that getting married in the desert is fun? I don't know.
Imagine you trying to propose to a girl. And then some of your mind said, if I ain't supposed to marry this chicken, then
right.
Hold on, wait a minute, goddammit.
But them big old rocks, that's how I know it's the desert somewhere. Oh, that ain't shit. The beach.
Hey, the sand dunes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
She done lost a sandal.
Wait for them to lock in, though. They stayed locked on in, man.
He already said not to bring your clumsy sister anyway.
Hey, man, I told you don't bring her, man. Yeah. She already have my van low. Shit.
We already had to forklift the rest of your family out the house just to get them out.
Talking about differential Debbie? Yeah, she fucked mine up. That's what her name is. Change the name of that. My fault. That bitch fucked my little different truck. That bitch fucked my little goddamn, my little rear end. Gone in my van.
Astro van out of here. Shocks gone. Shocks. I'm going to send you a whole list of the invoice. Shocks. Ball bearings.
They got a little
Season. It's just the fuck of my ball bearings.
They got a little Caesars in the car because they had bought two on the way.
Let me tell you something.
It's a whole cheese pizza that's cold in the car.
She rents and sand out her pussy to this day because you know it's a crevice.
Hey, boy, that sand is in there. She's going to look like an hourglass when she takes a shower.
She's going to have the wrench.
It's going to look like all my children going Ooh-wee. Off in the shower drain.
I'm impressed she got up, though. I ain't going
to
lie.
Yeah, me too, because I would have been down there. I would have just rolled. I had to roll out of frame. I just rolled out. Man, just made a little shot, man.
Made a little snow castle. Made a little snow angel.
If you propose to your girl, I'd be like, I'm sorry, Tyler. I'm all right. I got damn it on the veil. Y'all got to do it.
I wouldn't keep my composure.
Hey, you'll be like, we can't do this.
I would not keep my composure.
I was going to marry you, but buddy fed.
I ain't gonna bring you out to the desert, bro, to do that. to marry no chick, bro. Hell nah.
I know it's gonna stink in that van, boy. Little thigh touching, boy. Oh my God, Tyler, I'm sorry. Do this. Shoot it again. I'm gonna go to sit in the car.
I lost my footing.
I'm like, oh, this so. Oh, goddamn. That's me every time.
I would have to post your video.
Oh, God.
Every video you came up with. Nobody would have ever seen this angle or known I was getting engaged or nothing.
Your big moment for your life. I'm fucking up.
It'd just be a phone falling in the sand. I'd be good. I'd be like, shit, baby. Boy, meant to be for nobody to find out.
Boy, if that motherfucking shoe had came off.
That was a Husky hero, man, the way he focused.
Man, he locked in and got it done. Hope they still together. It's still fuck her sister every time.
Right.
It got to be. He got to say fuck her every time he see her. He do it in a different way. He just don't make her no extra wings.
It's a mayonnaise marriage.
Here you go, Debbie. 7 wings for you instead of 20, bitch. All right. For her, you tripping, bro. All right. This is a friend of the show.
We going to get, because
he's doing the national anthem.
Oh, boy. And he playing, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna be singing like,
I just like the stances real, like real LA with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So neighborhood.
He's from Compton with it.
Right.
I don't know the song either, gang. Don't even worry about it, man. This ain't our country, man.
You thinking about
it?
Ain't the third verse right? Ain't this one covering
it? I'm telling you, bro.
I'm weird that the people be back.
I'm about to say, you had to wait for my buddy to turn up. Yeah, he knew what to turn up at, though. I forgot what they call that, but it's a crescendo or some shit. Yeah. And he undid his stance so he could hit the note.
Y'all gonna feel this.
All right, man. That's good enough for
I love the effort.
Okay, for her.
They need to put this to make TV go off. You know how you can make TV go off with the Star Spangled Banner every night? This right here being cut it off.
Oh, my boy.
When this come across your when your algorithm get to this, it's time to put the phone down. This is you.
I just love how chilly he is, like singing. He got his hand on the table, legs, you know what I mean? Cholo stands, like, what's up, fool?
He was like, y'all want me singing that show? You probably in the game. Like,
yeah.
Y'all don't got nobody sing it? She late?
Out there in South Portland, man. Shout out to South Portland. The lady ain't come? The lady? I got to hear her. Give me the mic. I need some more slack. Hello?
Give me a little reverb in the mic. Yo.
Wait till I get to Land of the Free, though. why I kidding this on Land of the Free?
Land of the Free. Oh, no, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to stop letting Ferg pick.
Oh, Ferg is worse than me. Ferg overboard is crazy.
Ferg is underboard.
Ferg will get us canceled, but we like it.
Oh, this is crazy right here. Wendy, man, listen.
Bruh.
Like, do you ever remember having, like, any orientation videos from any job and stuff?
I do.
They used to be so crazy back in the day.
Weird as fuck.
Weird as hell. I had one recently when I was working on The Cube, and it was just like a sexual harassment kind of a, it wasn't so much orientation, but that's what it was about. And they had one dude on there. That nigga was playing the hell out that role, bro. He was so
creepy. The creepy nigga that y'all mean?
I said, he need a real show or something, man. This nigga need to be on Lifetime, bro. He wasting his talent with all this shit. He is creeping me the fuck out.
You watch the same video.
that nigga, bro, how he be just looking at the whole.
Is it the whole show on the Zoom? It's like 100 people on the Zoom at the same time? Do y'all do that?
100 people on the Zoom.
Like watching the sexual harassment?
Oh, nah, we had to do it on our own. Like, it was like certain, they could tell when you watched it type shit.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you clicked the link. But yeah, I think I watched it while I was on set, and I was like, man, this dude. And then everybody started, I forgot his name, but everybody's, if somebody did something, like say if his name was Sammy, if somebody did something weird, they'd be like, all right, Sammy. Like, that's what we would call a nigga if he was getting weird.
His past show was all women and directors and dancers and shit. They was gays. Like, man, girl, he is problematic.
Oh, y'all was all at the same time?
I think we was all, had that section. Funny. We had the lady doing it. It was like a person doing it.
Yeah.
Then she'll play a video. So what was wrong with this scenario? We was like,
nah, bro.
Peter was out of line.
Yeah, it was so bad. Like, I almost failed because I just kept saying that he was out of line because everything he did looked creepy. So I ain't know the real answer. I was like, yeah, bro, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm finna punch him. I want to punch the shit out of this.
Stop doing that, bro. Why are you holding a hand so long? This nigga keep looking at everybody.
Nigga keep asking the on dates outside of work.
Asking a woman if she that nigga went outside the bathroom and was asking a woman if she okay. You can't do that at work, bro. You got to send a woman to do that.
Yeah, that's lady
nigga,
shit.
The nigga peeped the door open a little bit. It's like, are you okay in there? I said, nah. You can't do that, gang.
Bro, you open the door. You got to
get a woman to go.
You good?
Sarah. No, she was in there for 2 minutes. Nah, nigga, back up.
Me, Sammy. Your trainer.
All right, Sammy.
Sammy done goddamn creeped in that bitch. You good? Smells stinking in there. You got to stay off the starch.
I said, bro, who wrote this? I done auditioned for a couple of orientation videos a couple of times.
My partner used to shoot them shit. That was his whole business.
Nah, some good money that if you could get in it, bro.
Hey, but especially for the Sammy nigga. The Wendy's?
The Wendy's one?
But it's so 80s, and it's like a white person was like, you know what? Black people be working here.
Yeah, let's make it cringe.
Rap. We need a rap.
let's make it cringe.
Find a dude who want to rap it, but we need a rap. This white people did this. Let's name this segment. White people did this.
White lay down the cheese in a juicy spot, but don't leave it too long or it'll get too hot. Like tool it up, lay it on the
they really
be
putting
meat.
Raw cheese on the grill? Right. Put the shit on the burger.
Drain then serve on a bun just so. Don't touch it with your fingers. That's a big no-no.
That's a big no-no.
To make double cheese for someone big and mean, use two of
hold on, they got Jay Electronica to do this shit.
Don't melt the cheese, the patties have heat. Like, press them together and it's complete.
I ain't gonna lie though, this is a good way to remember how to do burgers.
This nigga had to draw like, what? The cheese in the burger.
And it really showing you how awful the burgers look. Like, it ain't like, you know, made up for commercials. They ain't got no gloves.
He said, don't touch it with your hand.
That's a no-no.
He said, don't touch it with your hand.
I worked at fast food. We ain't wear gloves, nigga.
Don't touch it with your hand.
You ain't no, yeah, you ain't no doctor. You ain't finna be changed. They ain't got money to keep putting gloves out there. That's the thing.
Only thing they needed was backup dance with the Wendy's hat on saying, wash your fucking hands. Wash your fucking hands. Next motherfucker, wash your hands.
We used to have them. Only thing, we used to have them gloves that go all the way up to your shoulder. So when you had to like do the grease thing.
Yeah, that was the worst.
That was the only gloves we had in it. But I done worked in fast food a long time. I ain't never put raw cheese on the grill. Like, bruh. I feel like it's going to stick.
I think that's the Waffle House trick, how the cheese eggs be good. They put it in the pan. The cheese in the pan first, then put the eggs in there. That's the secret. When did they meet? That's a training video. That wasn't meant for the public.
The fact is, you know, Waffle House secrets is funny as hell.
I looked over there. I was like, what the fuck y'all be doing to these cheese eggs?
This nigga spying on Waffle House.
Yeah, I was up on my knees on the stool on the counter at the Waffle House.
We got an infiltrator. He's trying to figure out our
special sauce. He's figuring out our cheese egg trick.
All right, what's up next, man?
Oh, boy.
Nah, that ain't
you. You got to do the one with the Asian lady on the front.
One time for all the listeners out there, I want to make sure I shout y'all out.
It wasn't a link.
I see more. You good? I see more and more of y'all growing, man, listening. All the truck drivers, all the at workers, all the one, what we call them, one iPods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One earbud.
That's what it is.
The treadmill or something like that.
iPod. What the fuck?
Hey, man, shout out to Tyler, man. He has 9 shows in the works. He's doing all the promo and all the AI and all the clips and the thumbnails and producing them and making sure we get all shit done.
Hey, bro.
So sometimes nigga need a rest.
I think I'm on it day because I woke up early and drove from South Carolina. And I did take a shower, though. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, they did.
Every time you see me, bro, on camera, I took a shower. I just don't feel right.
This clip is
dirty.
Especially for you, because I knew you were going to be tired. But bruh, she is trying to get her certificate in English.
Yes.
And it's killing her.
World Star is still a thing?
World Star has a YouTube, has an Instagram page, but they still just post.
Hey, you got to. Rest in peace, Q.
She's having trouble passing her test.
All right. English exam tomorrow.
Duda. Ruler. Duda.
Compare my pronunciation to
yours. Duda. Ruda.
I feel like she's so mad at herself.
I feel like she's dead serious too. She's dead for real. Oh, bless her heart, but that's so funny. Hey, so you know I got the brand. Shout out to Blessed AF. Shout out to, I ain't got it on. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Madison and Harlem.
Yeah,
first of all, black owned joint. But I got the trap and the GED. I just started back doing the GED stuff, get every dollar. So, you know, I got the Asian man that I go and get my stuff printed. And since I was changing over, I had to give him the new logo and told and show it. He said, get every dollar out. That nigga was impressed. He said, I like that. The nigga in me wanted him to say, like, ask him to say it again so I could record it, but I was like, let me get the fuck out. He said,
get every dollar.
He did it real kung fu. Like, he said, get every dollar out.
Hey, that's your ad right now. Get him to say it.
Bro, I've been going to him so long, he be asking me for, like, promo advice, because he got a, you know, he got basically where it's a you buy, we fry type situation.
For sure.
And he was trying to think of a thing to say. Like a slogan. He was looking for a slogan. He's like, you buy, we fry. It's okay.
Hold on. He has a you buy, we fry restaurant?
Nah, he's doing it from his crib. I mean, like, he's doing it like a Uber Eats type situation from his crib.
You can bring him the fish.
You bring him the food in here and they'll make it for you.
Man, that was up.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's like, I like that. Get every dara.
She said, Rura.
Rura.
I just thought of your joke, man. You said, you ain't never seen no Asian say, they killed George Floyd. So they can't say George Floyd, nigga.
Justice for Breonna Taylor. Am I Ari? Every black person that got killed at that time was hard for Chinese people to say.
I enjoy a word being mispronounced, but it's even better when they really can't do the shit.
They really can't get it done.
Because I had cereal without the mirt.
Memphis niggas can't pronounce R's
if in I see
different
another
way
one
too.
Of y'all niggas looking at the
They put R's where they don't go. Ain't no R in music.
It's no R music, guys.
But we love y'all. Oh, shout out to the Memphis Roasters. Shout out to the Tennsylvanians. One time, man, more than culture and single truth. We're all a conglomerate, man. We got plenty of content and different volumes for y'all to watch, man. So, man, tap in. Tap and once again, to the Patreoners that's out there, we on the way, man. We're going to have a live smoke session for you at some point in time online. And if you really, and we could call it smoke with the smoke. Smoke if you want to roast with the smoke and smoke with the smoke, come we can on, do all man. That.
That's a different tier.
If you ain't, yeah, if you ain't, yeah, if you ain't in the roasting, just you know what I mean, just come in.
Yeah, you can come by. Some people don't like to. They don't like the roasting when you can get when you got the gun back.
Yeah,
they want to roast when we can't say nothing.
Yeah. Or get a quick roasting and just hop offline.
For sure.
Shooting around, but whatever it is, make sure y'all sign up. Shout out to Creative Souls. Y'all know what to do. If you made it all the way to this point, put it in the comment. I see y'all.
I see y'all
putting it in there, man. Y'all paying attention, man. Like I know a lot of y'all didn't do well in school, but you figured out I'm going
to
do well.
Y'all really been locked in for real, twin. We proud of y'all.
Sometimes it takes aging to lock in. Just think about, like, if you went back to school now, how you could just kill.
I would kill.
Yeah, I mean, ChatGPT, of course. But, like,
boy,
also you, just having better focus.
Boy, that ChatGPT.
What?
That thing is perfect. All right.
We got one last one. We got a parting shot. Let's go with the parting shot. This is a Duval special. Shout out to Duval, man.
Got one of the funnest pages on.
Hey, yo. Oh. All right, Ferg.
Bro, what? Nah. We good on that one.
All right, we gonna cut before we get to this.
Yeah, that one. That what you held the bus up for? That's what you held up the tour. We was finna go on tour. We about to leave.
We did the sign off and everything. The Creative Souls in the chat.
Mexican man spraying himself.
You don't get El Chapo off my screen. Spraying deodorant in his mouth.
They captured the cartel leader one time and they losing their mind over there. Damn.
When the cartel leader get a cherry bust.
Talking about they ain't find him. We found him.
We found him.
He came out the tunnel looking like Juanita. Juanita.
El Chapita. All right, we out.
Boom.